Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, September 21st, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, it is the home to the best of Christian music because it is independent Christian artists that are untainted. They're not told what to say. They speak the truth of the Lord through their music, through their testimonies. This week, this is God-driven because the show is booked out till next year. There wasn't a spot to put this guest this week, but the guest that was supposed to be on the show had to take an emergency trip. The door opened, and as I pray all the time, Lord, send who you want this week. And I may have it, like I have it planned in a planner, but this show is driven by God, and this man of God that we have this week, I reached out to, and lo and behold, my goodness, thank you, Heavenly Father, Jordan Ramble is on Rock the Flock.
Wow.
Well, Jordan, thank you, man. Thank you for for being a part of this. Like we talked over the weekend, you have amazing music. It hits, let's just say it hits just right. Okay.
Wow.
But as I told you, this show is more than the music. The music is amazing.
Yeah.
But it's what God has for the guest on the show to tell us. And so, Jordan, I am ready to see. I'm ready to hear what God is going to allow you to do and what he is going to allow you to say to just blow this show wide open.
Jesus. Wow. Praise God.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm all in.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with Jordan Ramble right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. This week, we have I don't even want to call it the honor. It's a blessing to have, as I said before, a man of God who is on fire right now. That sounds like, that's an oxymoron, a man of God on fire. But he is on fire for the Lord. That sounds better.
Yeah.
Mr. Jordan Ramble.
Man, what an introduction. Praise God, man. I'm super grateful for this opportunity, man. And I'm humbled and I'm blown away by what God is doing in this season. Even how, you know, we came in contact online. I know it's nothing but God. That's just, man, I feel like in this season, the windows of heaven are open over the people of God. And we just have to do, you know what I mean? But anyway, Jordan Ramble, a former atheist, saved by grace through faith. Man, I gave my life to the Lord 10 years ago by God's grace. I've been sober for the last 10 years. I ended up marrying my high school sweetheart. Long story short, man, we had our first two kids at the age of 16. So we were teen parents. We split up. The Lord brought us back together. We ended up getting married. Had two more girls. And then the Lord called us to California, and we hopped in our car and drove across the country, landed in California, opened up California's first viral Christian nightclub with the idea of creating a place of fellowship, a place where we could represent Jesus. I think a lot of people have a negative idea of what the church is because they had a negative experience with a person. So the idea was to create a space where believers could come and people that aren't saved and encounter the church for what it is now. And man, we've been able to bless so many people, entertain so many people, and people have been saved, healed, and delivered by the power of God. And it's crazy. You know, I'm also an artist, and you know, the idea was to do the music and, you know, share the music out of the Christian nightclub. And, you know, I had a buddy of mine who sent me a beat, and and within the next hour, Nobody Like You was laid on wax. Sound nothing like the West Coast. It was just me on a track, just being transparent and not wanting to make catchy Jesus music, but just tell my testimony in hopes that it would reach at least one person. And God has been exceeding my expectation with this song and the songs that he's had me to drop as of lately. It's just all testimonials.
Well, it is cool, man. I love all the TikTok videos that people are doing to your music. And that's just, brother, man, that's just being infectious for the Lord. That's all it is. It's being totally sick and spreading the Jesus virus around. That's what it is, man. And it is just, people are coming down with it.
Yeah, it's happening. I had a radio interview, like I think it was like 2 weeks ago, and I was telling the guy, man, it's an awakening. You know, revival would imply that the church is dead, and it's not dead. It's just people are asleep. But what God is doing right now, he's setting us on fire. He's waking us up. He's waking us up, and his power is being manifested. And it's so crazy to see through something so simple as a song. You know, I got a message earlier from someone that commented under the video, and they said, man, this song made me get on my knees today and pray. And that's like, God, that just blew my mind. Because, like, what more could you ask for? Like, what are we doing this for? What are we doing this for? People aren't being saved, and people aren't compelled to come to the cross. It's like meaningless if that's not the goal. So it's cool to see.
Amen. And I love, like you said, it's not a, like you said, people say it's a revival, but it's not. You know, this country was founded on God.
Yeah.
And we need to wake up, and there is an awakening, and it just didn't happen last week. This awakening, it's been going on for a couple of years. It's getting stronger and stronger. Yes. And now the youth of our country, they're on fire for the Lord now.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh my God. Praise Jesus.
Well, I tell you what, Jordan, when we come back, like I always say, we have music on this show that's you could listen to all night long. I mean, this could be a 24-hour show with the music. But when you peel that music back, there is, like we talked about before, there's a rock, there's a foundation to it, and it's the Word of God. So when we come back, I think the only homework you had for this show was to bring a Bible verse. So I am super interested to hear what verse you're gonna bring today. So when we come back, we'll do that.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll be right back with Jordan Ramble right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airways of 89.7 WJHO, if you're streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or like my cliche saying I say every week, you have scrolled through all your podcasts you listen to all week long, and you found this podcast called Rock the Flock, and you just can't get away from it. I cannot apologize for that. Thank you for listening. This week, Jordan Ramble is joining the show from California. And if you don't know who Jordan Ramble is, get ready, because God has this man on fire right now. He has a purpose for this man of God. So Jordan, before we get into the next segment, which is music, which I absolutely love.
Yeah.
Let's, like I said, let's peel it back.
Yeah.
And let's get into scripture. And what Bible verse did you bring to us today?
Yeah, yeah. It's my life scripture.
Amen. I love that. And I don't want to stop because we don't hear very many life scriptures. You know, we hear what I call of verses of seasons and whatever season you're in. And it is so neat to hear, here's the verse, and I'm stuck. God has stuck it on my heart. So what's your life verse, Jordan?
Yeah, so my life verse is Psalm 37:4. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And, man, I think the great thing about God is that when we delight in him, our desires line up with his will for our life. Mm-hmm. And when our desires line up with his will for our life, there's nothing that he won't do for us. I think a lot of times we make the mistake of taking delight in the wrong things and expect God to back it up. You know, it may be a job, it may be friends, it may be validation, but we take delight in those things and we miss God's plan for our life. You know, I had to really, like, and this is me daily. I find myself reprogramming myself, like, okay, I have to be intentional about the time I spend with the Lord. All about fellowship and being in the presence of believers. I have to be intentional about waking up and seeking the face of God. And it's not even just for what he can do for me. It's just because of how good he is. God is so good. Like, I'm seeing it now. I'm seeing, like, after working at something for so long and submitting to God's plan, I'm finally reaping the benefit of taking delight in the Lord. And it's been a 10-year process. Can you imagine the Lord put something in your heart like, hey, I'm going to use you to do this, right? And automatically you're on fire. You're like, tomorrow, yes.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then year one goes by and you don't see it. And year two goes by and you don't see it. And year three goes by and you don't see it. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. My life is a product of not fainting and trusting in the promises of God. The Bible says, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Mm. God viewed Abraham as a friend because he believed him. And I'm here to encourage somebody that if you would just stand on God, if you would just stand on that thing he put on your heart to do and do it unapologetically for him, he will exceed your expectation. So that Psalm 37:4, that delight yourself in the Lord, man, I've been delighting in the Lord and he has given me the desires of my heart. So if I can impart anything to anybody, it would be patience. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he will strengthen your heart. Maybe your heart isn't strong enough yet, but I'm telling you, by the time he releases it to you, you'll be ready. I'm sold out, man. If this was 2 years ago, I don't think I would have been ready for this conversation. If it was 5 years ago, I wouldn't have been mature enough. If it was 10 years ago, I wouldn't have been mature enough for this conversation. But man, the grace of God is real. And I would also say, receive grace. Receive grace. I wish somebody would have told me this when I first got saved. There is grace for growth.
That's good.
The Bible says, if your heart condemns you, know that God is greater than your heart. There is grace for growth. God will meet you right where you are. And all he wants you to do is be willing. If you're willing, the Bible says, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. God has nothing but good things for us. But it's on us to take delight in him. It's on us to take delight in him, not for just what he can do, but for who he is, man.
That's right. Because we go out in this world, what our kids are taught in this world, is the power of me. You know, I've talked to so many young middle-aged women who have gone through a divorce, a bad breakup, and every one of them says, "I have to go find me." Well, you don't, and you don't have to go find you, because that's what the world tells you to do.
Yeah.
All you need to do is seek the Lord.
Yes.
And He will give you that grace.
Yeah. Yeah. And man, I was an atheist, man. I preached against Jesus. whenever I got drunk and high, I preached against the gospel. Mm-hmm. I preached against Jesus specifically. So for me to encounter Him and Him have mercy on me and then give me the revelation, like, okay, you need me. You need me to have peace. You need me to have joy. You need me to have the things that you desire. Mm-hmm. You need me to have your desires shifted, because what I thought I wanted, I don't even want those things anymore. You know what I mean? So, man, I would say delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Psalm 37:4. That's my life scripture.
Thank you for sharing that, Jordan. That was, I knew it was going to be great, and it was better than that. So,
praise God.
I'm excited now, because the next segment, we're going to talk a little music.
Yeah.
So we got the foundation done.
Yeah.
So now we will talk about kind of what Jordan Ramble's doing in music right now. So we'll be right back with Mr. Ramble right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio, and it is Jordan Ramble on with us this week. And Jordan, I've been watching you on Instagram.
Yeah.
I've been, anybody I was close to with your music, I was like running up to them with my phone. I know they get tired of that, but I said, you got to listen to this. This is different, man. This is, listen to this guy. And not that your music is, like I said, totally just cool, off the charts cool, but there's something about it, and that's because the Lord's in your heart, man, and it's just, it flows through it. Well, all right, so musically, what instruments do you play?
All right, you ready? Are you ready for this one? I'm good. Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready for this?
I think I know what you're fixing to say now.
I am good at looking like I know how to play instruments, buddy.
An air. Oh, so you play the air guitar?
Yes, I do, sir.
I love it. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, I get a lot of slack from people. They're like, oh, this guy, you're not actually playing. But I'm like, come on, man, give me a break. Yeah, so yeah, I don't play any instruments.
That's too funny. I don't worry about, man, because I don't worry about what you play. Yeah. I worry about what you do with the gift that God's given you, and that's through those pipes in your throat, man.
Yeah, man, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I can't play an instrument to save my life, man. I just know how to play that air guitar.
All right. We're going to see how technical you are now.
Yeah.
When you write a song, when you come up with it, and you come up maybe with a chorus. You told us a little bit a while ago. Do you jot it down? Do you voice record it in your phone?
Yeah.
Do you take it to somebody and say, "Hey, do you have a group you may go to and say, hey, man, I got an idea about this?"
Yeah. So how it works for me is, man, I've been fortunate enough to be able to purchase my own home studio.
Okay.
My producer is a close friend of mine. I met him in like 2017. He wasn't saved when I met him. He's like a Grammy nominated engineer, and he invited me to his house in New York. He's like, yeah, man, because at the time I was like bubbling as a Christian artist, and he was like, hey, man, just come record. you know? So I go to his house and he's, you know, he has a studio, he's smoking his vape, right? He's like, man, you want to hit this? And I'm like, nah, man, like I'm a Christian. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do any of that, right? Mm-hmm. And long story short, we recorded two songs and, you know, they did nothing. Fast forward 2024, he reaches out to me like, man, I gave my life to the Lord and I got a song on the radio right now with this big secular artist, but I was sitting in church and my pastor was talking about giving your gift to the Lord and I felt convicted and I reached out to you. Mm-hmm. And this is, and he's like, man, I'm actually living in LA right now. I want to meet up with you. And that's how Nobody Like You came to be. But the process that we have now is like all through email. So he'll send me a beat. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stuff that I'm creating, I'm telling you, I know that God has given me these songs because they come to me in the moment. So it's not like I'm jotting ideas down throughout the day. It's like, no, I hear a beat and the Lord will give me exactly what to say through my own experiences. It's the craziest thing. It's something that I can't explain. I just know, like, I have a prayer I pray before I create my music. I always pray and I say, God, allow people to see themselves in my songs like how I see myself in the Psalms of David.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's allow, so cool, man. We talked exactly about that last week on the show.
Wow. Wow. So I'm in it. God's in it.
Because all David did was write from his heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, yeah. It wasn't, it was really unfiltered and it was all praise to the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly how it comes out. It's like transparent. I don't try to like filter it. I just flow the way God leads me to flow. Cause all my songs are conversations with the Lord, you know? So I think that's the way God wants it to be, and that's the way it releases, like David, like a modern day psalmist. Thank God for that.
Well, Jordan, we love all your conversations with God. They sound really good. I think you have a special hookup with Him. So
praise God. Wendy.
Well, what song would you like to talk about? And I would be honored if you could send me that song.
Okay.
And then we could play it.
Okay. No, Nobody Like You for sure.
All right. Yes, sir. That is my, that's probably my favorite right now.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And I love it because it's talking about when you know, you talk about one thing, how people are addicted to, we all are, to something somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it could be drugs, it could be alcohol, it could be, yeah. I mean, this show's real. I say is pornography. It could be finances, money. There are all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But you said it a little while ago. You said I'll call it the magic word of the show.
Yeah.
Grace.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody like Him.
Yeah. 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 I think my music at this point is two types of people. I think people that understand that it was nothing but the grace of God that's why they're saved, you know, and then also another group of people that feel as though they're not good enough for God.
Mm. Amen.
So, because oftentimes we don't see pastors and people in position or people in the public eye being transparent about where they are. Mm-hmm. We always hear about where people've been, but we never hear about where they are. You know what I mean? And every day God is working on me. I think I got a song called Keep Me Close. And I said, you know, take away the side of me that don't give you glory. People come and go, but I know that you're for me. Lead me. Some days ain't easy. But I know you see me. Wait, I said, but I know you see me when I'm crashing out. Lord, I get tempted to give Hennessy my problems. Mm-hmm. That's no one's talking like that. No, not at all. Or like, you know, mm-hmm. I've done drugs, but they never love me back. Like, no one is. That's why I said, I feel like God is just doing a new thing. And I'm grateful to be a part of it. because it's like there's a group of people. Man, I had a friend. I don't mean to take up too much time. I had a friend who sold drugs. And, you know, this is about like year five of me being saved. I'm on fire. I just want everybody saved. Right. Mm-hmm. The Lord laid him on my heart and I called him up and I'm like, hey, bro, it's time to give your life to God. And he says to me, I'm not ready. I can't come to God like this. Which let me know in his mind, he had an idea of who he thought I was and how I thought, he had an idea that in my mind, I looked at it like he looked at me like I had everything together and he had to have everything together to come to God. So I think that's like the world has like a misconception, like I have to be perfect, but like, man, if they only knew the church was a hospital.
That's right.
Everybody has something going on. We need Jesus. That's why we're there. We need him. We don't go because we got it together. We go because we need him.
Yes.
And it's like there's no one presenting. Man, Jesus said that the people that are whole don't need a physician. I've come to those who are sick. Listen, the world is sick right now, you know? And the only difference between us and them is we know we need him and we rely on him, you know? Hopefully I'm not going off topic.
Hey, I told you this is a God-driven show, my brother, and it's all on topic.
Okay. For it. Yeah, man, but it's God is just stirring me up for souls, man. If it's not for souls, what am I doing it for? What are we doing it for? What is the station for? What are the songs for? If we're not impacting people's lives, if we're not compelling them to want to know Jesus, what is it for? It's just a waste of time. It's a waste of time. You know, but if souls are being impacted, we're right in his will, man. And it'll never end. The Bible says only what you do for Christ will last, man. It's what we do for Christ is timeless. The show is timeless. The music is timeless. It will never die. It will live forever because it's done for his glory.
Amen. Jordan, thank you. I mean, this is, wow. One cool interview. And you are highly blessed. The Lord has just anointed you. And I can't wait I can't wait to see where God's going to take you.
Wow.
Whether you're singing a song, or you're just talking to someone, like you said. And I loved what you said, that whoever's listening, that, you know, the Bible even tells us we are all sinners.
Yeah.
And fall short of the glory of God. But thank you, Lord, that you see us worthy and that you have grace and you forgive us of our wretched sin.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Would you do the honor, since we'll have the song, would you like to intro it?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Radio Alabama, right?
That's right.
All right. Hey, Radio Alabama. Nobody Like You by Jordan Ramble. Turn it up loud.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you again for tuning into the show. Thank you all the artists that make this show so special. May God bless each and every one of you. This week, again, we've had the honor and blessing of having Jordan Ramble on the show. For Jordan to open up and tell us is a man who used to deny God to a man now that exalts him. So Jordan, thank you. And I pulled two little things out of this interview.
Okay.
How God, I'll just call it how he restores.
Yeah.
I heard you tell us about your wife. how there was a time and there was a space between it, and then God brought you back together. And I can only imagine that she is just a godly blessing.
Yes.
Okay, when you talked about your producer.
Yeah.
Your producer was there. There was a time away. And then how God worked and brought this producer back to you, that now the two of you are just doing some really good things. So if anybody's listening, don't give up. Don't give up on the Lord. He's working. I said way back in junior high, and that was a long time ago for me, Jordan.
Come on.
I can't even remember the husband and wife team that was leading worship, but the name of the song they sang and the name of the weekend was God Still Moves. And God still moves. He does. In the hearts of his people, God still moves. So every day, Jordan, we wake up. We don't wake up to go to our job. We don't wake up to go take a walk with a dog. We don't wake up to go get coffee, wherever your favorite coffee place is.
Yeah.
We're waking up because God still has a purpose in our life.
So good.
Well, before we go any further, can I say a prayer?
Yeah, please.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time with Jordan. Lord, I ask you to be with him, Lord, to be with his wife, to be with his kids, Lord, that you will just wrap your hedge of protection around them. Lord, that you will keep and continue to guide Jordan, Lord, to walk with him, Lord, to make the enemy flee, Lord.
Scott.
Bless his pen. Bless his music, Heavenly Father. Watch after his children. Protect them, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, take Jordan to places that I can't see, Lord, that he can't see, but you can.
It's God.
And bless each and every step of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Jordan, wow. This has been an amazing, amazing time with you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it. I feel the same way.
Well, how can people connect with you?
Yeah. At The Real Jordan Ramble on Instagram, The Real Jordan Ramble on Facebook, Jordan Ramble on YouTube, and Jordan Ramble on all streaming platforms.
Look at there. Well, who does all your videos? Because you have this little team that's doing all of the. Because it seems like every time I look, there's a new little video out.
Yeah, my wife actually films all of my videos.
Oh, that's too cool.
She's wifey's filming all the videos, and then also like throughout the day, it's the craziest thing. So I had a dream. I don't want to take it somewhere else, but I had a dream, and the dream God was telling me to keep putting the content out. I literally heard him say, put the content out, keep putting the content out. So like the weirdest thing will happen to me. I'll wake up in the morning and the first thing I hear in my spirit is put the content out. I'll be at lunch at work. I hear, put the content out. And then I get home, like right now, after we get off this call, I hear, put the content out. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, by God's grace, I just hit 2,000 posts. And it's like, man, it's just more opportunities to, every time you post, it's an opportunity to reach somebody with the message. So it's just nonstop. It's God, man. But wifey's shooting it, to answer your question. Wifey's shooting all the videos, and she's in full support of what God is doing.
Cool, and thank you, man. I look at your post, and I look at the comments on it, and thank you for taking the time. That means a lot. I know it's hard to respond to everybody.
Yeah.
But thank you for taking the time, because you never know what you're going to say to that person that will change their life for the Lord.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, it's true. Well, so true. Praise God.
Well, Jordan.
I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No.
No, because I know what it feels like to, and maybe God will lift it to a point where it'll be tough. But right now, it's easy for me to spot people, and like I know what it feels like to be blessed by someone, what someone's doing, and then feel like you're invisible. So I try to make everybody feel seen as much as I can. Like, thank you, because man, even Jesus needed 12. I can't do this alone. So everybody matters. Everything matters to what God is doing, you know, because it's having a real impact. So I just try to go the extra mile for people and let them know, like, man, this is us. This is a movement that God has us building together for his kingdom. So I'm nothing without the people that care about what God is doing through me. So it's my way of showing gratitude.
Well, Jordan, if there's anything that I can do to help you, you're probably way past my help, but I'm here for you, brother. And if this, I'll be praying for you. I'll be praying for your family. We have our phone numbers.
Yes.
So, man, yes. I believe in what God is doing with you.
Yeah. Amen.
So you may just have to come to Alabama. That's all I got to say. You may just have to, when you hit your tour, you may just have to stop in Alabama.
Hey, you've been prophesying since we opened this up. God's been flowing through you. First stop, Alabama. I'm ready. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. I really appreciate the opportunity. You are one of the few people so far that has given me an opportunity, man. And whatever I can do to be a blessing to you back, I'm here as well. So thank you.
Amen. Just pray. Just pray for this show. Like you said, Jordan, I'm 53 years old, and I waited a long time to everything that came up in the past. I thought, this is it. This is it. This is it. And I tried to force some things to make it it. And I always told my wife it would be coast to coast. This is beyond. This started in January. And it has gone further than what I can imagine. I just thank the Lord for that. And so, but it took a long time to get to the point where I know I'm doing what the Lord wants me to do. And that is just to sit here and move the dials and promote these awesome warriors for God. Well, all right, my man. Well, get on to your family, get on to your kids, get on to your wife, and get back and keep posting stuff, man. We love it.
more on the way. Can I end with a compelling question?
Come on.
I have a compelling question for the listener. If you were arrested today for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you?
That's a good one.
That's it.
All right. We'll leave with that, and we'll leave with your air guitar.
Awesome. God bless.
That's Jordan Ramble on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.